fall in love with Gran Canaria on these 5 hiking routes. Pine and laurel forests, picturesque waterfalls, sacred forests and unspoiled beaches. Gran Canaria is like a continent in miniature. A world of contrasts for nature and adventure lovers. And what better way to connect with it all than taking a walk? At your own pace. Hiking in Gran Canaria is truly unforgettable. Roque Nublo. If you're in Gran Canaria, Roque Nublo is a must. The volcanic rock towers 80 meters high, with the Rona and Frail rocks by its side, the latter is also known as the Sacred Rock. The Aboriginal people of the Canary Islands considered these striking, showy rocks to be a place of worship. If you want to visit Roque Nublo, you need to travel to the municipality of Tejeda. The simplest route goes from La Degolada de La Goleta Car Park. This walk may be short, just 1.5 km, but you're rewarded with breathtaking views of Pico de las Nieves surrounded by pine forests, and the majestic tide and Atlantic Ocean. Los Tilos de Moya. Los Tilos de Moya, which forms part of the Doramas Rural Park, is one of the last remaining laurel forests in Gran Canaria. A nature reserve brimming with lush vegetation, where you can glimpse protected species in danger of extinction such as the crested agallo, coxgum. The Los Tilos de Moya route is ideal for families or groups of friends. It's a very simple circular route of just 2 kilometers. It only takes around 30 minutes. The route starts at the Tilos de Moya Visitors Center. To get there, you take a left turn off the GC700 road from the direction of Moya Town. Once there, you can't miss it. So get ready to see endemic plants such as tiles, laurels, evergreen fire trees and small-leaved holly. Barranco de los San Nicolás. The Barranco de los San Nicolás ravine is one of the most beautiful routes for hiking in Gran Canaria. And we recommend you keep an ear out. The relaxing sound of water is a highlight. A stream runs through the area as well as 3 waterfalls you'll find along the way. The Barranco de los San Nicolás forms part of the protected landscape Lomo Magullo, located on the boundary between the municipalities of Teld and Valsequillo. The route is 3.5 kilometers each way, and takes about 2.5 hours. As always, it depends on your walking pace and how often you stop for a break. The walk starts in the Los Arenales parking and picnic area in Lomo Magullo, in Teld. The most challenging stretch starts after the first waterfall. The steep slope of the land makes it tricky to walk, both up and down. But the good news is that once you've got past this point, it's back to a simple walk. And you get the treat of 2 more waterfalls. Gigi Beach Route. The Gigi route starts out in the remote village of Tasartico, a 1-hour drive from Maspalomar. Warning. This is one of the trickiest paths on the island, so this one is recommended for the physically fit. But the hard work is worth it, you'll end up at one of the best beaches in Gran Canaria, Gigi. And if you're lucky, you'll get there at low tide, that's when you'll be able to enjoy the smaller Gigi Chico beach too. 2 virgin coves flanked by imposing cliffs. It's a must. When you get to Tasartico, you'll come across a well-signposted path, about 5 kilometers of impressive up and down terrain. And you'll need to tackle these gradients on your way there and back. Make sure you factor that in when you're planning your trip. It could take all day. It's a 5-hour walk minimum, and when you get there you can't miss a dip in Gigi. If you're not up for that level of physical effort, you could take a boat trip there, and perhaps spot some dolphins and other cetaceans in the Gran Canaria seas. The Alamo Trail. The Alamo Trail is one of Gran Canaria's most popular routes. According to Tri-City Council, an average of 300 people a day take this walk. The main draw of this trail, as well as the innate beauty of the ravines in the area, is the climb up to the sky. The walk entails a 14-meter vertical stainless steel staircase, camouflaged with some wood and rope to blend it into the surroundings. The route is about 6 kilometers, there and back, and is very simple. You can walk it in less than 2 hours, with an overall altitude difference of just 190 meters. Having said that, you do need to be fit enough to climb up the steps. The trail starts from the center of the village of Tra, in the Plaza de Nuestra Señora del Pino. From there, all you need to do is follow the signs, and take it all in.